Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable, from sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. When headed to the beach, I want to make sure my kids are protected, so I never leave home without Banana Boat 360 Mist. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com, that's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and don't go gently, y'all.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
This week's Thursday Therapy, we have Dr. Roshini Rajan, and I'm so excited to get her on because she is a doctor. She graduated from Harvard and New York University. She is a GI doctor, and we're going to talk about gut renovation and just all the things. Let's get her on.
Hi, how do I sound? I don't have my mic.
Are you like a beginner at this or what?
Well, I will tell you this. I was in this huge board meeting and I'm like, I'm sorry, I have to jump off for Berkeley. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I have to drop off for 10 minutes to talk about colon health. I didn't want to say hemorrhoids.
Well, this is what I'm so excited about. And we're keeping all of this in because I feel like there's this big stigma around even saying the word. You know?
No, Dana, we have to change it. Like,
I know.
Literally, people will tell you they vomited, but they don't want to say the H word. They're like, I vomited, or like, I have blood pouring out of my body, and they won't say I have a hemorrhoid.
I know. It's insane. Do we have the doctor in the waiting room? Because we have to get her on. Okay. So I'm so excited to have Dr. Raj on the podcast because, well, first of all, I didn't know that you're Tula. Like that's your skincare company?
I'm the founder of Tula. Yeah.
I love Tula.
I love to hear that.
It's one of those. So I saw it obviously on Instagram. I saw some influencers promoting it and I'm like, all right, you know, it's probably just because they're promoting it. Right. And so I'm like, well, I genuinely want to try it because I started to look into it because now that I'm 40, I'm like, all right, I really need to just be mindful of what I'm putting on my skin. I didn't realize there's so much hidden stuff in things. And I'm obsessed with it. I love Tula. So I just got so excited. So thank you for creating such a beautiful skincare line that's clean, that just, it feels good. It's targeting things that I need for my skin, even at 40. So I appreciate it.
Oh, I am so happy to hear that. I'm looking at your skin right now and you're gorgeous and your skin is gorgeous. So I'm happy to be associated with it in any way. I actually started Tula when I was 42. I'm now 52. So it's been a 10-year journey. It's been amazing. And it you know, people might, when they hear that I'm a gastroenterologist in a couple minutes, wonder, how do we make the connection with skin and gastroenterology?
Well, I was like, wait a minute. Cause I was like, how do you say that? Cause it's a big word.
Gastroenterologist, but we can also say GI doc. That's also very
okay. A GI doc. There we go. Yeah. So I was like, oh, this is great. You know, she's, you know, graduated from Harvard. She's a GI doctor, you know, power of, you know, probiotics and all the things. And then I'm like, great, great. And then I'm like, wait, what? I was like, launched her skincare brand Tula. I'm like, that's what I use. I was like, so I'm just, how do you go from GI to Tula?
Yeah, so Tula is actually a probiotic-based skincare line. So I was always and still am, obsessed with gut health and specifically the microbiome and the power of probiotics. And this was again about 10 years ago, thinking of starting a new brand and really the first entrepreneurial thing I had ever done. And I actually started thinking about different ways that I could bring probiotics more to the market. This is just when people were starting to learn about it. And I was at the age in my early, at that time in my early 40s, starting to think more about my own skin. I'd been doing a lot of TV as a wellness contributor, wearing all that heavy makeup, and just thinking about, what's the best way to protect your skin? And I looked into the relationship between probiotic extracts and the skin and how applying them topically have like the most amazing skin benefits. And nobody was talking about it in the skincare world. So I was like, this is a real opportunity and a way to really reach women and talk about the microbiome, but at a point where we're all thinking about our skin, of course, and skin health. And so we were really the first brand to talk about probiotics in the skin. And I mean, so many people now who use Tula don't even think about the probiotic angle, but that is
Yeah, but now it
actually.
makes sense. I'm like, wow, because I'm like, yeah, it's like, because I use that serum that has that. I'm like, yeah, probiotic. There we go. I'm like, I didn't even think like correlating that as the same that I take every day for my gut.
Exactly. It's all, inside out. A lot of the same ingredients, great for your internal health, also amazing topically applied to your skin. And that's also relates to my newest venture, which I just launched, which is also about gut health, which I'm sure we'll talk about. But yeah, that's me.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Everyone get Tula. It's great skincare.
Thank
Okay.
you.
Side note, we have another guest on, Amy Sugarman. She's the producer of so many podcasts like Wind Down. I
I
mean,
know,
gosh, do you
Amy.
want to give your list,
Oh,
Amy, of all the things that you
oh,
produce?
it's too boring. But Dr. Raj and I go way back, and I love her. And so when we'll tell you what we were texting about, but Jana and I were texting about a topic because we're friends and we work together. And then it made me realize we had to get you on to talk about.
So it's the word that I feel like I know. It's the word that I feel like no one can say. And even as, so I just had a 4-month-old, I just had a baby 4 months ago, right? So it was my, thank you so much. It was my first experience. I didn't have this with my first two at all. Did not experience this. I'm not ready to say the word yet. And so, but I had a really, really, really bad journey with it because during my pregnancy, and I mean, I love my fiance more than anything in this world. I couldn't tell him. One day I finally broke down because I was in so much pain that, but I was like, if you never want to look me in the eyes again, and if you think I'm the most disgusting person, like I get it. I understand. I didn't, I mean, I think I told my best friend Catherine, but besides that, like even in the hospital after I gave birth, I'm like, can I have something that will help the pain? And so, and I, again, when, and then again, I barely spoke the word. Cause I'm like, to me, I'm like, it's disgusting. Right. So then Amy texts me cause I just, and this is what I love about Amy. And she's just like, we'll just say it. Right. So we're texting and she's like, sorry, dealing with the hemorrhoid right now. And I'm like, I'm like, I was like, girl, that's been my past like 10 months. Like it's been awful. Like it's so, and I'm like, and nobody talks about it. Like I had to hide my hemorrhoid cream from my fiance so he didn't see it in the bathroom.
I know. Yeah, it's there's such a unfortunately negative connotation to the whole topic, but I have to tell you, as a GI doctor who does colonoscopies like all the time, so I see inside people's colon, and even if they don't realize they're hemorrhoids, they have hemorrhoids, I can see if they have them. They are so extremely common, and especially in women who've had children. We'll talk about the science about why it happens, but so that like really no one should feel embarrassed, because chances are the person you're talking to has also experienced it, or at least half of them have. So like I do get you. Like that hemorrhoid cream is not the thing you want leaving outside of your bathroom. It's not like a beautiful candle or
No, and
your
also like don't come in the shower. I'm trying to push up a hemorrhoid. You know what I mean? Like it's not the sexiest thing. You know what I mean? Like I'm like, how do I get this thing back up?
No.
You know what I mean?
I know. And definitely can be uncomfortable. So we'll talk about what to do about the discomfort or the pain or the symptoms. But just the notion of having it, I do hope people walk away like learn, or at least believing in some sense that it's really common, and you really shouldn't be. You should be like Amy, talk about it, text about it, and
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecova store, where you'll be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or find leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve moisture wicking pearl snap, or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecova's ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style and are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And don't go gently, y'all. All right. So, Amy, tell us your hemorrhoid journey. Is hemorrhoid season, as Easton says?
It's colon help month. So
yes.
What happened was, I'll tell the whole, I can tell you all the gory details, but I decided that I was like, I was so embarrassed. I didn't even want to call my doctor. And that was actually the biggest mistake I made, that I waited like 5 days before I called my doctor. And had I called her the day, I would be way quicker.
Sure. Yeah.
Solving the problem. So of course I text Jana, and then, you know, don't hold back with Jana. We go there. And then I start like every other girlfriend. And I would say 90% of the girlfriends that I told had the same issue.
Right.
I mean, you think of it kind of like a weird boy thing too. Like I always was like, I pictured like my dad, you know, but it was
like
women. And I did a deep dive and learned external, internal.
Yeah.
And actually 90% or more go away on their own, which, because I started to get so anxious about it too. Like, is this forever? So.
Right.
Mine was external, which.
Okay.
Anna sounds like it was internal.
I had everyone you could imagine. Like, I'm like, do I got to strangulate this bitch? Like, what's going on? You know what I mean? Like, I'm Googling all of it. So, yeah.
And I had a friend of a friend who actually also had one and went to the emergency room, was like in so much pain. And they're like, yeah, we can't really do anything. So I've got questions, Jana, if I admit.
Take it over. You have the floor.
My first question is, do most go away on their own with like home treatments or cortisone? Or I am the proud owner of a, what I call a toilet bath.
Yeah, a sitz bath. Yeah. Well, let me just, you know, for those of you who don't know what a hemorrhoid is, let's just define our terms for 1 second. So we all have little veins in that rectal area. Like, that's normal. That's how we get blood flow and blood drainage and all that. But when those veins become swollen or engorged, that is what a hemorrhoid is. It's literally a swollen vein. And why does it happen? You know, when there's pressure in that area, and that could be due to pregnancy, obviously carrying a baby and the weight puts pressure on those veins, giving birth, you know, vaginal delivery, you're again, a lot of pressure there for that, those hours that you're pushing. But it could be, you know, weight training. So bearing down, and that can, you know, being on a bike. So the whole soul cycle, I see a lot of people getting them when they get really into cycling and that kind of thing, sitting for a long period, you're on a plane for a long time, a long car ride. So all of those things can increase pressure, but I would say that probably the most common cause is constipation. So the more you're straining and your colon is straining, you're putting pressure on those veins that can cause hemorrhoids to form. And so some of the most simple things you can do are very effective, like increasing your fiber. That's first and foremost. You know, more fiber in your diet, a fiber supplement. Unfortunately, over 90% of Americans are not getting the recommended like 25 to 30 grams of fiber a day. So it's no wonder that a lot of people are getting hemorrhoids. So that's the first thing I recommend. Which goes along with what I just launched, a fiber company called Yay Day. And we really want everyone to be getting that optimal fiber, because fiber is great, not just for hemorrhoids, but colon health overall, cholesterol, blood pressure, you know, all these great things. So fiber is really important. Drinking more water is really important for hemorrhoids. We recommend that. And then, like you were saying, Amy, these topical treatments, those could be ointments, it could be suppositories that you actually insert in. A lot of them do contain hydrocortisone, so like a little steroid ointment, which absolutely can help shrink and decrease the inflammation, as well as soaking in warm water. And so while you can do a tub, you can sit in your tub 3 times a day for 10 to 15 minutes. That's obviously not very convenient. So then what's recommended is getting what you're talking about, the sitz bath, or it's like a plastic, basically, bowl that you attach to your toilet. You can put a little warm water.
It's so crazy that my friend, so as I started to tell more people what was happening, I will not name the friend, but she's literally texted me from Amazon, "You have to get this." And I was like, immediately, no, I'm not doing that.
Was it like a dog bowl? Is that like the, where you put your butt in?
Jana, it's literally a dog bowl that goes into your toilet and you like sit your butt in it with maybe like Epsom salt. And I'm like, I can't do it. But this thing was so bad that I was basically like, I'll do anything.
100%.
Oh my God, I have to tell you, this is the life changing.
It's like a neti pot for your, a neti pot for your butthole.
For your butt. Exactly. Yeah. Because that warm water, it not only soothes the hemorrhoid that's inflamed and painful, but it actually relaxes the muscles, which makes it easier for that hemorrhoid to go back in. You know, you were talking about pushing it in the shower. Actually, that's why it works better in the shower, because things are warm and more relaxed. Yeah. So it's easier to push it in. But yeah, they work. They definitely work.
Game changer. Just don't worry about it. Order it on Amazon. It's literally $15. Like, it's not expensive, and it is a game changer. So I will tell you what my doctor told me. So, okay, mine's external.
Yeah.
And first of all, the fact that my doctor had to just like look up my butt, I was like laughing. Yeah. I decided to lean into the whole mess of it.
Yeah.
So what she explained it, because I kept telling her there's a grape with a frozen pea next to it. Like, that was what I was like, I can see it and I can feel it. It's sort of a squishy grape with a frozen pea. So what she explained to me is like, think of like, Jana, you blow up a balloon, right? And you tie the knot of the balloon. So what she sort of was explaining is the frozen pea is the knot, and it's like basically a blood clot. The squishy grape is not going to fully go down until the knot comes out.
Okay. And
slowly but surely, the frozen pea is getting smaller. I also thought, like, I'm going to go to bed tonight and wake up tomorrow and this thing will be gone. No, this thing is
staying at the course,
slowly going away.
And it's so uncomfortable.
And what you had was a clot within the hemorrhoid. We call it a thrombosed hemorrhoid. And those definitely can be way more painful. I mean, to the point where some people can't even sit down. They're so painful. And when it first happens, that's when you, if you did go to an emergency room, like on the first day, there is a way they could actually, it sounds painful, but it's really not, like, make a tiny little cut and just take out the clot. But if you wait, it's kind of too late. And then they can't do that procedure. You just need to wait it out, which is kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, it's, look, I'm happy to tell everybody the pain does sort of subside after, for me, it was like a week. And I could sit, but it was just like bugging me. I literally was like, I'm walking around with a grape in my bottom. What's going on? Now it's still there, but I'm living my life. Like, it's not painful, but it's just so slow that had I not gone to the doctor and done all this research, I would be kind of panicked. Like, I think my message is like, we got to talk about our butts and just call the doctor right away.
100%. And the other thing, because you mentioned it, I definitely want to say, like, this is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. It is so important to not assume that what you have is a hemorrhoid, even if your friend says, it sounds like my hemorrhoid, you know, it could be, but go get it checked out, because we can't take anything for granted these days. Like, young people are getting colon cancer. If there is something new and worrisome, a lump or a bump in that area, especially if there's any blood associated with it, while again, it could be something very benign like a hemorrhoid, you want to make sure it's not something more serious like a colon cancer.
Well, and I did not have blood. I don't know why I'm like, oh, saying all of this is like.
I for sure did. So now I'm like, maybe do I have cancer?
So bleeding is very common from hemorrhoids, but anytime someone has blood, you should always be checked out. And you said you're 40. If you haven't had a colonoscopy, you should if you've had rectal bleeding.
Oh, God.
Oh, really? A colonoscopy? What is that? Like a, like I don't, I've never, obviously, is that with, I've had a colonic.
Okay.
I really love a colonic. Colonics are like, I remember my first colonic. I was like, wow, I've got a flat tummy today.
So a colonoscopy is a test that we do to screen for colon cancer. It's now recommended that every single person starting at age 45 should get it. It used to be 50, now 45, because we are seeing colon cancer in younger people. But we recommend it earlier for people that have any kind of bleeding or other symptoms. What it actually means is the day before you drink a laxative solution to kind of clear everything out, and you do feel actually quite flat and clear, then you go into your doctor's office, or you might go to a hospital, they put a little IV in your arm, you get anesthesia, so you will be totally asleep for the duration of the test, which is usually 15 to 30 minutes. And then during that time, a doctor like me is inserting a very skinny, flexible tube in the rectum. We look all through your colon, also known as your large intestine. And if we see anything abnormal, like a polyp, which is a little growth that grows out of the lining of your colon, we can just remove it, just cut it out during the procedure so that that polyp doesn't have a chance to grow into something bigger like a colon cancer. So that's a way you can actually prevent colon cancer from even starting. And of course, if we see something like a colon cancer, it's always best to diagnose it early. It has a very high survival rate when diagnosed early. And that's it. You wake up right after within a few minutes and you go home with your friend or loved one, and you can do whatever you want the rest of the day. Just no driving.
If the bleeding has stopped though, is it okay? Because now there's no bleeding. Now I'm like, oh God.
Get checked.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, I would say, just like for you to not panic, it is most likely okay. However, colon cancers can also bleed intermittently. And I don't think you have colon cancer by any means, but like any kind of blood in a 40-year-old, we always would say, go get checked. Better to be safe than sorry.
I have two questions. Number one. Well, I have like 100 questions, but I'll try and nail them. Number one, what is Cologuard? So I'm terrified of the colonoscopy. I will do it one day, but I'm like baby stepping my way to it.
Okay. So Cologuard is a stool test that checks for little mutations of your DNA that could be associated with polyps or cancers. And it is an alternative screening test to a colonoscopy. However, it's still not as accurate as a colonoscopy, so it can miss polyps or even cancers in some cases, although it's pretty good for cancers. It also can do the opposite. It can give you a false positive. Right. So I've had a lot of patients who've come to get a colonoscopy because they did a Cologuard, it was positive, and then we do the colonoscopy, it's totally normal. So I would say it's definitely not as good or, you know, equivalent. If there is a compelling reason why someone can't have a colonoscopy for, you know, they're too medically ill or they have an issue, you know, problems with anesthesia, that is an option. And I definitely would prefer that to do to, you know, someone having no screening. But I would say at this point, it's still better to get the full colonoscopy.
Okay, so then that's my second question, which I know everyone listening is gonna be like, you're crazy, but I have a phobia of anesthesia.
Oh, I love it. I'm like, I get to have a nap. Peace out.
Jana's like,
I'm love it. On that one, but I get it. And I see a lot of patients who, because maybe they've never had anesthesia and they don't want it and they're very nervous. The kind of anesthesia that we use for colonoscopies is very short acting, which means it gets out of your bloodstream very quickly, which is great. Because if you want, if for God forbid something were to happen and you want to like stop that anesthetic effect, you can do it pretty quickly during the procedure. You're on and it'll be out of your bloodstream. You're also obviously being heavily monitored, you know, your heart rate, your oxygen, your breathing, all blood pressure. So, you know, you're doing it with an anesthesiologist who's, you know, trained to make sure everything is safe. And I think the most important thing is it's a very short time that you're under. So like I said, most colonoscopies are like 15 to 30 minutes. That's a very short period of time to be under anesthesia. You're still breathing on your own. This isn't general anesthesia, like if you're having major surgery. But I am going to tell you one other thing, which is in a lot of countries, they do colonoscopies without anesthesia.
Well, my doctor is an option.
Yeah, you can elect to have it without it. And I probably have one patient every couple weeks who, for whatever reason, either they have a heart condition and they really shouldn't get anesthesia, or they're like you, they don't want anesthesia. And we do it without it. And the colonoscopy, for the most part, is not painful. There are a few twists and turns. So I would say cumulatively out of 15 minutes, there's probably like 2 minutes that are more painful, but they're short-lived. Now, I can't predict that with everyone. If you happen to be someone who had a really twisty colon, which no one would know until you had your colonoscopy, you know, you could be that unfortunate person where it's a little bit more painful, but it's usually not a big deal. So if you're someone who's really scared about the anesthesia, that's definitely an option.
I'm like at the dentist earlier today and I'm like, can I go down? Can you put me down? I'm like, I'd like to opt for the dentist. They're like, you're just getting a cavity. No, I know. Like, knock me out. I'm good. I'd like to take a nap. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I've had 2 colonoscopies and I've had anesthesia for both. And I was very, very happy with the experience.
So. Oh, I don't want to.
Wait, can we switch a little bit to gut health? Because I've been on this since having the baby and my levels have been like super off. And I was meeting with this one doctor who he's more of a, a holistic doctor. But, you know, I was telling him that I was like, yeah, I suffer with anxiety. He's like, you know, that comes from your gut, most of it. And I'm like, no. Like I had PTSD when I was like 19. I'm like, that's when my anxiety started. And he's like, okay. He's like, maybe, yes, for sure. Like you might have some like PTSD trauma stuff. He's like, but most of the anxiety you're probably actually feeling in your body is all gut related. And I'm like, really?
What?
And so, yeah, I mean, I had no idea. And so since then I've changed. I'm now, you know, taking supplements, making sure I wasn't on a daily probiotic. I wasn't doing certain things for my stomach again at 40. So, you know, I'm just kind of like learning this all now. And I feel like gut health is like the new word that everyone's like talking about gut health and everything on socials. And so I'm really like eyes open to everything now and like trying to understand, all right, what is the best thing that I can be taking to help my gut? You know, so I did a food sensitivity test. So I'm not eating things that I'm, that are going to hurt me there. Mm-hmm. And I'm also like curious, like what else can I do? Like I'm curious to know more about your fiber stuff, but also like, what is the best probiotic to take that you take? What is something else too, to make sure that I can continue to have a healthy gut and that gut lining so that I'm able to function, you know, have more energy and everything else and not have that anxiety that can happen when you have that shit in your, you know, bad things in your stomach.
Yeah, it's a great question. Obviously, the topic that I'm most passionate about is gut health. And I think it's really interesting, as we have just talked about, everyone's talking about gut health. They're learning more and more about it. I think, you know, when I started Tula, gut skin was like this new topic, which now is actually becoming more mainstream. And I think gut mind is the next frontier that people are just starting to learn about. And it's so incredibly important because we now know that the gut and the brain are so interconnected. In fact, they call the gut the second brain because we have neurotransmitters in our gut. You know, we have nerves and neurons that are signaling between our brain and our gut at all times, you know, consciously and subconsciously. So a couple of examples I like to say, because everyone's experienced them. If you've ever had butterflies in your stomach, or if you've ever been nervous because you have a big presentation and you feel like you need to run to the bathroom with diarrhea, like those are clear examples of your mind and your gut interacting, right? Mm-hmm. And the reverse is true. When your gut lining is inflamed or it's off or it's imbalanced, you know, the microbiome's imbalanced, that actually we now know can lead to mood changes, anxiety, even depression. And there's actually now a whole field called nutritional psychiatry, because we know that what we put into our bodies and how we feed our gut really can have an impact on our mood and our brain and on all of those things. So, and sleep is another huge part of that. So that's why, you know, Yayday is the company I just started, which we are really focusing on gut mind. I feel like you can't focus on gut health without taking into account the mind piece, which is why we put magnesium for the sleep and the mind benefits. And then to answer your question about what should you be doing for your gut, I still think that, you know, a healthy mix of prebiotics and prebiotic fiber is the best way to kind of have a broad support for your gut. Because when it comes to choosing specific probiotic strains, and I think probiotics are great. And at Tula, we have some probiotics, which I take daily. But, you know, it's hard. I think the science is still figuring out specifically which strains of bacteria are good for which people. Whereas when you take prebiotics, and those are like the fertilizer for all your good bacteria, then you know you're supporting all the beneficial bacteria. You know, it's like giving sort of fish food to all the little fish, as opposed to trying to pick which fish, if, you know, in particular, should I be having in my body? So that's why I think everyone should be increasing their fiber, both in their diet and supplementing if they can't get that in their diet, which most of us can't. It's a lot of fiber we're supposed to be getting every day. And then taking care of the mind piece, which I think magnesium is a great ingredient to make sure you get a good night's sleep, but also things like the mindfulness training, the deep breathing, the meditation, those not only help you mentally, but can help calm your butt.
You know, so. Well, you know, she is a GI doctor, ladies and gentlemen. Go. So she's got that butt on the mind.
People with irritable bowel, which, you know, we see a lot. I see a lot in my practice. We actually often treat with either mindfulness or yoga, but also with antidepressants, because we know the same neurotransmitters are kind of wreaking havoc on the gut the same way they can when they're out of balance in your brain with things like anxiety and depression. So they're very interconnected. And I think we're just learning, you know, more and more about the science behind how they affect each other. But it's really important to take care of that two-way conversation.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or find leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve, moisture wicking pearl snap, or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style and are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And don't go gently, y'all. Is there something, though, that you're like, I totally hear you, but if you're like, so I haven't been eating cheese because I heard cheese is really bad for your gut. Like, is that true? Is my, you know, I've cut back on wine. I don't drink nearly as much wine, more so because I'm just exhausted, but I follow Dr. Amen and I talk to him a lot. So I'm like, you know, I'm just being more mindful of, like, again, you know, controlling the mind, the gut, all my body.
Yeah.
But, you know, is there something where you're like, that is an absolute no, you know? And I know for him, he always says the alcohol, which I'm like, well, you know, I did have one last week and
yeah,
it is what it is. But like, I also didn't get mad at myself for it, but you know, but if you're like, don't eat cheese, like not good for your gut.
Yeah.
Or like, what is it where like, or is it the process? Like is so that you can start. Yeah. You know,
I would definitely say processed foods are the worst. And within that category, things like cold cuts and processed meats are the absolute worst for your gut. So those are things that I really do avoid. Now, I'm not saying once in a blue moon you have some pepperoni or, you know, nice prosciutto or something, it's the end of the world. But I definitely don't think that should be a regular part of anyone's diet. Because
wait those a minute. So like lunch meat?
Yes. Correct.
I have one every day, but it's like the turkey apple gates. Is that okay?
So if it's turkey, it's usually okay, but just see what they're putting in it. Like specifically, you want to avoid things that have nitrates in them.
Nitrates. Oh, it's nitrate free.
Okay. Then it should be fine. That is the ingredient that's the troublesome one with those. Yeah. Okay. Alcohol is not great. I do think, you know, once in a while, there's absolutely no reason to be guilty about having some alcohol, but regularly drinking alcohol is pretty toxic to your gut. I would say dairy and cheese, it really depends on the person. I don't think per se it's blanketly bad for everyone, but of course, a lot of people are intolerant to dairy, to lactose. So if you are one of those people, then obviously you're going to feel lousy when you have it. But to me, it's really the processed meats and red meat in general, even if it's not processed, is something to really keep to a minimum for overall health, honestly, but specifically for gut health as well.
And if I'm kind of like once a week or once a month.
For which one? For processed meats?
Like red meat. Well, yeah, red meat.
I would say for red meat, I would say more like once every couple weeks.
Oh, shoot. Man, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, if you really want to be optimally gut healthy, yes, once every couple weeks.
I know, I think cheese can be kind of tricky.
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on the person. I think cheese has protein. Like, cheese is not necessarily horrible, but for some people, it can really cause them to have a lot of bloating or diarrhea. And, you know, well, often
some vegetables. Like, if I look at broccoli, it's diarrhea time. Like, there's certain vegetables I'm like, no.
Yeah, well, vegetables in general tend to have a lot of fiber, which is good, but there are certain vegetables which are notorious for producing more gas, you know, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, you know, these are some of them. And these are all really healthy, but they can definitely have that gas issue. So, you know, sometimes cooking them makes it a little bit easier to tolerate, taking them with some digestive enzymes, or, you know, if you're someone who finds those particular ones very troublesome, then, you know, obviously you can avoid them. There are many other vegetables to get, you know, good nutrients and vitamins.
What's your thought on what, so I've been taking this thing that my doctor, but I should do more research. I don't even know what it is, but I put it in my shakes for my gut. It's called inulin.
Yeah. So inulin can help with as a prebiotic and really help kind of Exactly what I said. So probiotics are good, healthy bacteria. Prebiotics are anything that helps foster the growth of good bacteria. So you think of it as like food for probiotics or fertilizer. So inulin is a great prebiotic. So he's kind of doing what I told you, like the more you do the prebiotics, then you know you're fostering the growth of all of your healthy bacteria.
Okay. And what is the website for your fiber? Because I'm trying, I think I might be putting it in wrong and because I want to get some right now.
MyYayDay.com.
MyYayDay.com. Okay.
Yeah. So this is the first nightly gut mind supplement. So we want to do it at night so that you get the magnesium to help with sleep. Mm-hmm. There's a whole science around sleep and gut health. So I wrote a book, which I think you may know about, called Gut Renovation, right here, yes. Which just came out recently. And it's all about how the gut microbiome really affects every aspect of our health. And I called it Gut Renovation because it's really about, you know, I do a little metaphor where every chapter is a room. So the bedroom is about how sleep affects your gut and vice versa. The gym, home gym is about exercising your gut. But the bedroom chapter is all about such great research showing that imbalances in your gut microbiome can lead to insomnia, poor quality sleep. And the reverse is true. If you're not sleeping well, that can actually cause the bad bacteria to overgrow in your gut and the good bacteria to become diminished. So there's a really interesting and important relationship between the two. And that's why I wanted to include the magnesium in the YayDay supplement so that I'm ensuring like you're going to have a great night's sleep, which then sets you up for that regular morning bowel movement, great gut health, and you're ready to like start your day on the right foot.
Is there a food with magnesium if I don't want to take a supplement? Is there like something I could put in my diet? Yeah,
there are nuts. A lot of nuts have magnesium. I think pumpkin seeds are a good source of magnesium as well. It's not that easy to get. I mean, you will get some in your diet. I just think there are a lot of people that are magnesium deficient that don't realize it. But yes, you can absolutely get it in your diet.
Okay, so I'm adding to cart right now. My question is, do I drink this on an empty stomach or no?
It doesn't have to be on an empty stomach, but we recommend it right before bed or soon before bed because you are going to get sleepy. Like the first time I took it, and I'm a pretty light sleeper, and then my son came into my room and I like had fallen asleep at like 8 o'clock because I took it too. And like I always wake up if someone walks into my room, and this time I didn't. So yeah, it's just meant to be taken before bed, but it doesn't need to be on an empty stomach at all.
Okay, boom. Ordered. We're doing this. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I feel like this was very informative. We've talked, you know, about the taboo hemorrhoids. Amy is just chilling with their little blueberries right now. You know, it's just, and it's all good. You guys go get your colon checked. I'm going to go get mine checked.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Before we hang up, when you sneezed or coughed when you had the hemorrhoid, did you feel it in the hemorrhoid?
Listen, I felt it with every second breath. Like, I mean, it was awful. It was literally the worst. I mean, I would cry in the shower so many times.
Oh, but it's better now.
It was
now.
Awful. Okay. Yeah, it's it's totally better now.
Good, good, good.
Send us your hemorrhoid questions. Like, we can do a part.
Totally. There's so much about hemorrhoids or just gut health in general. Like, trust me, there's a lot to talk about. So I would love to come back. But thank you, ladies. I'm at Dr. Roshni Raj on Instagram and everywhere else. And of course, myyayday.com. And would love to, I hope you do get your colonoscopy in honor of Colon Cancer Awareness Month and let us know how it goes, because you'll definitely inspire a lot of other young women to do the same.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much.
Rid of my hemorrhoid first.
Yeah, I wanted to do that. Amy, thanks for coming on. Thank you for being vulnerable. Oh, and go. I love you
so much. There's nobody in the world I trust more to text about my hemorrhoid than you.
I feel very honored. Thank you. Okay.
Thanks,
ladies. Bye, guys. Bye. All right, see ya.
Bye. Talk to you soon.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable, from sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. When headed to the beach, I want to make sure my kids are protected, so I never leave home without Banana Boat 360 Mist. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and don't go gently, y'all.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.